All right. Good morning, church. Good to be back out with everybody this morning. It's a beautiful day to serve the Lord. Just like we've been reminded here before, I know we've been asked in prayer for the wreck that happened out on the interstate and the loss of life. You know, we have no idea when the Lord's going to call us home. We have no idea. That's any of us in here. And I've known people down through the years, and you have too, that have been, they used to say, as healthy as a horse. And one day and the next day, they're gone. You know what the Bible says? It's appointed once for a man to die. And that goes for every one of us in here. It is appointed. We have no idea. But you know what? He has offered us, though, a way to where we can make sure that when we do go out of this world, we know where we're going. Amen? He's given us that opportunity. And I think about that loss of time. Every time I see tragedy and all the things that's going on in this world sometimes, and you see it and you say, man, how awful that was. And yes, it is awful. But you know what? I just pray that people were ready to meet the Lord. That's what you pray about. That's what you ask about. I'm going to be over in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. If you want to turn there for a little bit, that's where I'm going to be. But we all know, if you watching some of the movie stations like Hallmark or Great American Channel now, it's Christmas in July, right? Well, we've even got a shoebox back there that's Christmas in July as well. And, you know, it's just a thing this time of year that some of the people do. I didn't know if you knew it or not, but there's also, God has spoke to me about that, but also there's a thing called Summerween. You know what that is? That's Halloween in July. Didn't know if you knew that or not, but it's out there. And you can even go, they've even got out there where you can go and you have costume parties and go to it. I'm not kidding you. I'm not advocating for it whatsoever. I'm just telling you that's what's out there. And what they do, they carve watermelons. and they have costume party. Well, yeah, and we all know the world, whenever we come down to the worldly things, Halloween's about scary stuff, right? It's about scary stuff. It's about werewolves. It's about vampires, witches, and, of course, ghosts. that's one of the things. A lot of it's about, you know what? And the Lord placed something upon my heart. And there's the title of my sermon this morning. And I wanted to preach to you this morning about being haunted. And you bear with me on this. Don't look at me like I'm just some kind of a freak up here for a little bit. Bear with me on this. And I'm not talking about an apparition. I'm not talking about a specter. But being haunted by the ghost is what I want to talk about here this morning. And I want us to understand, as a child of God, every child of God in here is haunted. Did you know that? And you're thinking, what's he talking about? Okay, let me read the definition of haunt to you. Let me read it first, and then I'm going to read the definition of haunted. Haunt means to frequent, visit, or to inhabit. Do you know what that's what haunt means? Do you know what haunted means? Haunted means to frequent or to be persistent. Amen? You know, and that brings me to my title of my sermon and to my text and my scripture here this morning. If you're able, let's stand this morning and read from the Word of God. If you're able to do that this morning, very familiar scripture. And it goes like this, and it's the 19th and the 21st, the 6th chapter. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of what? The Holy Ghost. Which is, where is it at? In you. Which ye have of God. Ye are not your own. For we are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. And who's it belong to? Which are God's. I'm going to stand here and tell you this morning, you're haunted. Whether you want a Christian, whether you want to believe it or not, you are haunted. You are possessed by something that you should be possessed by. Amen? Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I want to come with thanksgiving in my heart. Lord, I praise you, Father, this morning for all that are here this morning, for everyone that is gathered here this morning. And I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would be with us, Lord, that you would open up our hearts this morning, Lord. Open up our minds. And Lord, I pray, Father, that as the word goes out, Lord, this morning, I pray, Father, that you would just use it, Lord. Have it to land where it needs to land, Lord. And Father, put the anointing upon me, Lord, and we praise you for it all. And amen. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. You may be seated. Christians, your body is a house. Your body is a house. And the Bible's telling us our body is where the Holy Ghost presides. Every one of us should understand that this morning. And the Holy Ghost is going to haunt us. It will haunt us. Listen, again, what does haunt mean? It means frequently visit and inhabit. That's what it means. That's what it's saying to us. Christians, we are haunted by the precious Holy Ghost of God. How about you? I say amen this morning. I am thankful for that morning. The Bible says He lives in us. He inhabits us. That's why in John 14:26, Jesus said this, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, watch out, you're haunted." You'll hear things from time to time, because I've heard things from time to time in my spirit. And you know what? You'll start to do something, and guess what? The haunting will come in and say, "No, no, no, stop right there. You shouldn't do that." He'll bring all things to your remembrance. "But when the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, has come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of me." Praise His name. You know what? Listen to me. As a child of God, there have been times in my life, and I thank God for the haunting, that you know what? I'll be starting to do something I shouldn't do, or say something I shouldn't say, or think something I shouldn't say, and guess what happens? There's that still small voice. And what's it doing? It's saying, "Stop. Don't do that. Stop, stop, stop. Don't do that." Listen to me. Where's that come from? You may be thinking to yourself, you know what, is that my conscience? Well, no, that's the Holy Spirit talking to you. If you're a child of God, the Holy Spirit is hot. He is inhabiting us. He is living within us. He is always with us. When we're facing the challenging times in this world and in our life, take strength from this promise. In Hebrews 13:5, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have." And He has said what? "I will never leave thee, and I will never forsake thee." What is that? That's the Holy Spirit within you, going with you as you go. When Jesus came into the world, the first Christmas, in Matthew 1:20, Jesus tells us He was God with us, right? Listen, and when He was on the cross, He tells us in Romans 5:8 that He was God who died for us. And on the day of Pentecost, the Bible tells us He is a God that does what? He lives within us. How does He live within us? Because the Holy Spirit should be dwelling in you. It should be haunting you day and night. In Acts 2:1-4, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared upon them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were what? They were filled with the Holy Ghost." They were filled with the Holy Ghost. "And He began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Listen to me. If you are a Christian here this morning, you have been filled by the Holy Ghost. And He is haunting you. He is with you. He's indwelling you. Praise His name this morning. We serve a God that was able and loved us enough to do that for us. Listen, He filled us with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is continually watching, leading, comforting us, guiding us, protecting us, convicting and keeping us and speaking to us, because we are haunted by that ghost. Isn't it a comfort and a blessing to know? Isn't it? That wherever we go, He's with us. I don't know about you, but I am thankful for that this morning. I praise His name. No matter what challenge you may be facing here this morning, I want you to know something. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, no matter where you're at, listen to me. The Holy Ghost is there with you. He'll go with you. He'll guide you. He'll comfort you through all things. No matter how high the mountain, no matter how low the valley you go through, praise God, He's there with you. He's there. The Holy Ghost is there. You don't have to face the challenges of life on your own power. I tell you the truth, I'm thankful that I don't have to face each and every day on my own power. I fail, Greg. I fall on my face. I would do it. Do you understand that? I'm thankful that I have Him haunting me, going with me each and every day. And that power, the Bible tells me, is greater than the power of this world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. That ghost that's haunting you, that Holy Spirit that is within you, is greater than the power of this world. Why is that? Because pray God, He comes from God. He's part of the Trinity. Aren't you thankful this morning that we have that? That we have that amongst us. You keep the attitude when facing life challenges. I can do this. I can get through this. Through Him. By Him. With Him being with me. And being haunted by the ghost doesn't just mean it happens in one place, by the way. Some get the idea that, you know what? That the Holy Ghost only haunts in the church. Yeah, there's some that get that kind of an idea. It can haunt you at Walmart. Amen. At work, at school, in the woods, on a boat, on a lake, on vacation. It can haunt you while you're on your phones. Why is that? Because the Holy Spirit's with you all the time. He knows. I wrote this down because this is so funny to me. They talk about Santa Claus like this. You know, but we know that the Holy Ghost knows this. He knows us when we're sleeping. He knows when we're awake. He knows if we've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Amen? Listen, He haunts us. He knows about us. He knows that. Again, this morning, our text this morning said, what, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? And every time you start to think about doing something you shouldn't do, you'll hear that still small voice. Stop it, stop it, stop it. What are you doing? What are you doing? Listen, this is what He does. What are you looking at? What are you doing? Well, settle down. Don't get that temper roused up. Man, have you ever been there? Oh, nobody else in here ever does that, do they? you ever get that swell up inside of you and you just want to explode? Then you hear this. What are you doing? Settle down. Settle down. Praise God. That's the haunting of the Holy Spirit. That's what it is. You do it because of that. That's the ghost. Christians, there is a continual haunting of us. You understand that, don't you? It should be continual. David said in Psalms 139, this is awesome. Whether shall I go from thy spirit? This is David asking the question. Or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. And if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Praise God, you're haunted continually. And you should be shouting the house down because of it. No matter where you go, you're haunted. And the ghost will let you know whose side you're on. Did you know that? Romans 8, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Sometimes we use that to talk about other people. You know, we know whether or not they're in the Spirit. Listen to me. Listen, the Spirit bears witness with your spirit to let you know where you're at. Don't worry about anybody else right now. Worry about yourself. Make sure that you're haunted the way that the Scripture has us to do. And 1 Corinthians 12:3 tells us that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. That's how you say that. That's how you know that. When the ghost is haunting you, here, it's how it manifests itself in you. How's that haunting manifest itself? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, is peace, is long-suffering, is gentleness, is goodness, is faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The law can't do that for you. But the haunting of the Holy Spirit can get manifest itself through you in all those things I just said right there. And I might add, if the ghost is not haunting you, you're not a Christian. Amen? Well, how do I know that? Romans 8:9. But if you're not but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. And if it be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, what's it say? He is none of his. He is none of his. Understand that this morning. This is important to know. You see, the moment you get saved, the ghost is there. Ephesians 1:13-14. In whom ye also trusted after ye have heard the word of God, of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after that ye believed, ye were sealed. What were you sealed with? The Holy Spirit. That's how you know you're sealed. It said you're sealed with the Holy Spirit, a promise, which is the earnest of your inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. What is that seal? The ghost that indwells you, that haunts you. As a Christian, that's proof you're a Christian. That's the proof. If you don't have that proof, I'm here to tell you, we're going to give an altar call here in a little bit. Make sure. Is the ghost haunting you or indwelling you? Also, the ghost can let you know what you should do. Did you know that? You'll hear him whispering. You'll hear that small voice. Witness to someone, maybe a family member, a friend, maybe even a total stranger. Tracy was testifying here the other night, on Wednesday night, and she was talking about how she was the Spirit was wanting her to witness to somebody. And she finally did it. But that's how he'll do that. You'll hear him. Pray for someone. Maybe he'll wake you up in the middle of the night. Have you praying for someone and you have no idea on earth why? He tells you to pray for him. Can I tell you something? Get on your knees right then and pray. Get on your knees right then and pray. Somebody's needing prayer. Or maybe he's told you to give them something, maybe monetary value, maybe something else. The Holy Spirit will do that. He can do that. He'll tell you, and you have no idea why you should do it. Remember the story of the Ethiopian eunuch over in Acts chapter 8? Remember that story there? What did it say? Philip didn't go to him on his own power. In Acts chapter 8:29, it said, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to the chariot. You know what? There are going to be times the Spirit's going to tell you to do something. And I'm going to be blunt with you. Don't turn away from it. Do what He wants you to do. Listen to what He wants you to do. Listen, now my prayer for you and myself is that the haunting of the ghost gets stronger and stronger and stronger in your life. Do you know something? I believe we grow as Christians. You believe that? And I believe when we're young, we feel the Spirit. But you know, as we get older and as we grow and we grow, as we feel, we'll be more in tune to what the Spirit wants us to do. Amen? Amen. And I think we should grow. I believe, and I've said this many times, you know what? If you're not stronger than what you were a year ago, you better find out what's going on in your life. But the Spirit will haunt you and keep after you. Can I say that? Now my prayer is that you get stronger and stronger, the ghost will haunt you more and more as you get older. Now you may be sitting here this morning, and you may be lost. You may be sitting here, I don't know everybody's heart here this morning. I don't know where you stand. But do you know the Spirit will haunt you as well? He'll knock on your heart. He'll knock on your heart. In John 6:44, Jesus said this, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last days. Nobody, you're sitting back there this morning, you can't come up here on your own power. You understand that? The Spirit of God has to be knocking on your heart to come to Jesus as your Savior. It has to be. And you say, well, Jesus repeated it in 665 of that same chapter. He said, "Therefore said unto you, that no man come unto me except it were given of him by the Father." Again, how's the Father draw us? Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God right now. But guess what's here now? The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is out amongst us. And He's the one. You may be sitting back here this morning and your heart may be pounding and you're hearing, when the altar call comes, I need to go. I need to go. That's the Holy Spirit. And don't turn it down. How does the Father draw? You will have no desire to come to Jesus unless the Holy Ghost is haunting you here this morning. How do we know this? John 16, 7 and 8 says this. "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away." This is Jesus talking. "And if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you." Who's the Comforter? That's the Holy Ghost. Hey, listen. "But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come," that's the Comforter, that's the Holy Ghost, "he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." I got saved many years ago. And I'm telling you right now, the Holy Spirit knocked upon my heart and showed me I was wrong. I needed a Savior. Got on my knees up there, and I got saved, and the Holy Spirit came into my life. Amen. No one, the devil, no one will ever not convince me that that wasn't the Holy Spirit to come into my life. And we still feel it today. You still understand that. It isn't something that's one time and then go. He's with you. And Jesus sent him. Now, if you're here this morning, you hear that knock on your heart. That's the ghost haunting you, telling you you need to make it right with Jesus. You need to make it right with Jesus. I'm going to have Jason play an overhead here in a minute. I'm going to have him play an overhead here in just a minute. But I want you to open up your heart's door here this morning. I want you to listen to me. Put all eyes and attention right here. This is important. Today is the day of salvation. For everybody in here, today is the day of salvation. Listen to me. You could be sitting back here, and you could go out of this church, and you could be no different than what happened out on I-77 right here on this road right here. Not your fault. Somebody could hit you head on, not your fault. Or you could go out of here this afternoon and you could die of a heart attack or an aneurysm. I could go on and on and on. Or you could get a call from a doctor tomorrow saying, "You know what? I need to see you. There's something bad going on." Today is the day of salvation. Today. Today. I could tell you he'll do a work in your life like nothing else has ever been done in your life. You know, he come broken. You got to come broken, and you got to come submissive. That's how you got to come, with the Holy Spirit knocking upon your heart. That's how you come. I tell this story quite often at this church because it was another good friend of mine at 14th Avenue. He was a mentor to me, and he taught us, but his name was Bill Oldecker. And Bill Oldecker one time told this story about being under conviction. This is way back many years ago. He's long gone now. He's been on home to be with the Lord. But he's sitting in a revival, and revival services start up. His wife went to church. She went to church all of her life, but Bill wouldn't go. He's one of them type of people that, I don't need that. But he went to revival with her to satisfy her. He sat in that revival, and he said he felt like he just got real sick, Greg. He said he just felt like he was just sick. He said, matter of fact, he got so bad that a couple days later, that revival went on a whole week, he went to the doctor. He thought he was sick, going to die. He said, we went into that doctor. You know what that doctor asked him? He checked him over, and he said, what's going on? Have you been in a revival service this week? The doctor asked him that. And Bill said, yeah. The doctor told him, he said, you need to get saved. Bill went and got saved. And you know what? He taught the teenagers for years. And he was such an influence on so many because he was haunted by the Holy Spirit knocking on his heart. And you know what he wants you to do this morning? Don't try to clean yourself up first. The scripts, in that book right back here, in our song book, it says, just as I am. That's how he wants you. You come just as you are, and you watch what the Holy Ghost does to you, does for you. It'll clean you up from the inside out. You may still look the same on the outside, but praise God, you won't be the same on the inside. Amen. Jason, get a song, please. Let God do the cleansing.